I'm sorry, the litter box thing. I can't get over it.
I just don't understand why.
I'm looking at the text and bizarre things people saw when they went over friends' houses.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got more. But I also see some of the texts that we got yesterday when we were talking about people faking being COVID positive.
Oh. Yeah.
So they could take time off of work. And someone confessed.
Oh!
What do you mean?
I am currently faking a positive COVID test to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
It won't be fake much.
It's not going to be fake much
on that cruise.
Yeah. You're about to get it.
Yeah.
You're foreshadowing.
Dude. Yeah.
Like, this just
I love that they confess, but also like you're actually negative and you're going to the place where you're most likely to be positive.
Right.
Most likely to get it, right?
Wow.
Crazy. So anyway, we were talking about Kelly had a friend and they would go over the house and the mom would take her leg off and apparently she'd chuck it at the kids too.
She would. If I can just say, I thought I remembered that, but I wasn't sure if I dreamt it. So I left that part out of the story. So I appreciate whoever messaged to confirm that fact.
This one says, I went over my friend's house. It was summer. Their dad was sitting on the couch with short shorts on His jingle bells were hanging out.
Come on.
In a room full of people.
God, that's so...
Apparently, I was the only one who noticed.
Todd's so angry. Come on.
Well, like, can you picture, like, your daughter going over to her friend? And, come on, Dad. Be a little more responsible.
I would, if Riley ever came home and was like, I went to X, Y, and Z's house and saw her dad's...
Right, boys.
...stuff.
Yeah.
I would freak out.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's I mean, it's not appropriate, but...
My God.
Yeah, those short shorts, you gotta make sure things are, well buckled in.
Blake, I swear to God, the next time Riley goes over your house.
for the record, I do wear short shorts, but I'm also, well harnessed.
Yeah.
You seal up the seams.
Whatever that means, yeah.
There's no exit.
You know what I mean. There's everything is right where it belongs.
Yeah. Super tight.
There's no escape.
A little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really little.
Really little shorts. Really don't say really little when we're having
really
that.
Really little everything. How about
okay.
that?
Okay.
Wow! That's the jingle bell rock.
Okay, check this out. I love the kid who had a prosthetic leg and that he played sports. Like, that's inspiring, right?
Awesome.
And mm-hmm. and that he would actually intentionally let the leg fall off to scare the other team.
That's the best.
Use it to his advantage.
Yes.
Right. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about this one? I had a friend who had a wallaby in the garage.
What?
What is a wallaby?
Is that a kangaroo?
I think it's like a kangaroo. It's not a kangaroo, but it's...
I thought it was like a
Where do you get to
bear.
The wallaby store? Where does that
I don't
happen?
Even know where you get one. Let me see. A wallaby.
Is there a rescue wallaby
place? Does
he live
in Australia?
What's
just happening?
It's a small kangaroo.
What?
So it's a baby kangaroo?
Let's see. There are many wallaby species, blah, blah, blah. It looks just like a kangaroo. I mean, look at it, Kel. It looks just like a kangaroo, right?
Okay. All right.
Absolutely not.
So those things bounce around, you know?
Don't they
right?
punch, too?
Probably. Kangaroos
punch. Sure, they do.
Right.
They punch.
It's like a jab. It's not a real punch. It's a jab.
So
kangaroo punches.
This person says, a friend had a wallaby in the garage, and you had to go through the garage to get into her house, and it scared the hell out of me.
Then you're like, what's crazy. That? Like, it's that's a wallaby. What?
Yeah, that's something you let people know when they're coming over.
Exactly.
Just like sometimes my mom takes her leg off and throws it.
Right.
And then you say, hey, listen, we're going to go through the garage and you're going to see a wallaby.
There's a kangaroo
spectacle.
In there.
Yeah.
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 It's unexpected.
Listen, if you want to avoid the punch, just block. Just put your forearms up, okay?
Right.
What is happening?
And now
put
let's
your guard
talk
up
about
while you walk by.
Right. And now awkward moments of seeing your friends' families naked.
No.
I had my dad had a friend in high school. They would go over to his house and mom would just walk around naked the whole time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be
Todd
awesome.
Todd would be like, that would be my best friend.
I would be there every day after school.
Mom, I'm going
that
over
would
to
be
Brian's house.
Awesome.
I'm going to Brian's for dinner.
Yeah.
Mom, can I sleep over?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she's the best mom in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Can your mom
You need me to mow your lawn, Mrs. Robinson? Hold on, maybe that was not the best.
Oh,
what's
ew.
The? There's another song. What's the new, the newer
oh,
one?
Stacey's with
the car,
mom.
Yeah, Stacey's mom. Yeah. The car commercial
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I like going over to Stacey's house. I'm not the little boy that I used to be. Not the little Todd that I used to be.
I grew up fast.
I've grown up. Yeah.
And it's not the only text that we got. Someone else said, I came to visit my friend. Her family would walk around only in their underwear the whole time.
Oh, what? My God.
Another nudist?
Yeah.
Gross.
Another text said the whole family would walk around naked. They didn't seem to think anything of it. Could you imagine? Could you imagine
if
you guys
are we in?
If you guys, like, let's say we go, oh, yeah, Kelly's going to show us the renovation, right?
And for dinner,
we just get over to Kelly's house, and Jane Kelly are just parading around.
Hey guys,
hey, you want a Cosmo?
Come on in.
Yeah,
look, it's a perfect color.
Yeah. Oh my God, Jay, you're going to grill like that? You're making me nervous.
What do you mean?
And Todd's like, this reminds me of my friend Stacy. All right, Todd's got your news center main forecast.
Don't sizzle the bacon.
Right? Yeah.
You got to put it in the oven. Yeah. You never put it on the stovetop, though. Oh, boy. We got cloudy skies this morning. Temperatures are starting to drop, though. This afternoon in sunshine, we will be in the 20s. It's going to get a lot colder. Tomorrow's sunny, but a high of only 15. Stays pretty cold through the weekend. No storm, though.